think you got to set yourself up really well, Troy, with the past meets, Best of the Midwest. Before that, SPVA. You just had the Dundee County Stratton meet the other day. And through all those, your times look good. Your marks, you feel like, hey, we're going to district week Thursday. Trip to Bayard. We're going in pretty good shape right now, aren't you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, like you said, that's the fun of districts. There's kids that rise up that you weren't counting on that may get there, and some that thought they were that may not. And that's the part of districts, is just being mentally prepared and ready to go. And so, yeah, I mean, kids have had some good times the last couple of weeks. It always gets busy, and you kind of start to see it when the temperatures get a little bit better weather, you know, at times. And so Best of Midwest, obviously Dundee County, Twilight, those are all good times to kind of pull some kids off and maybe focus on a couple events and pull them back a little bit and kind of see where they're at before you go into districts the following Thursday. And so thankful that they moved the time up at Dundee County to 9 o'clock to get it in before the storms. I think we just met them coming over the Enders Dam, coming back into town. So thankful we were able to get down there and get those in. And so, yeah, now it's just go see what you can do. And Hayes pretty much in the barn, not much you can do in practice-wise except just mentally prepare and fine-tune some things and get ready to see what happens on Thursday.
And you've had a lot of your individuals and relays. Boy, in the last, really, their PRs, just like you want to see that, your PRs are coming late in the season in the last 2 weeks with some of these meets, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, and I think the wind helps a little bit. It's been blowing, honestly. Makes time, at least for the sprinters and jumpers, it's always nice to have that at your back a little bit. So, but yeah, I mean, from the mental side, confidence-wise, that's big for kids to PR and watch their times drop, you know, in the jumps and the hurdles and the sprints. I mean, obviously your mid-distance and distance don't appreciate the wind quite as much when they're going into that. But definitely helps with your mental confidence to see. I mean, pretty soon you forget what that wind was blowing and you look at your times on the entry sheet or on athletic.net, and you got to give you a little more confidence looking at it going, oh, we have a shot to get, you know, a couple kids there in the sprints and some of the jumps and the relays have a chance to compete, you know, to compete there. And so that's exciting for them. And now you just go and see what happens. So,
you know, Avery Beamer with a season best there at Benkelman, going 10-9, and I'm not sure if the wind was really howling at the time of the vault. Maybe it was, but if it was, boy, going that mark and the PR, that's pretty impressive, isn't it?
It is. Avery had a good day, and yeah, you look, Mason, who's went 15, no-hided, you know, the wind doesn't always help there, kind of where it's sitting crosswind-wise and stuff. And so, you know, but Avery's been kind of, you know, she strained her Achilles tendon, kind of at our home meet, hasn't really been competing a whole lot. Her first meet back was Best of Midwest, and so for her to step in and win that when she hadn't competed or vaulted for a couple weeks, it was good to see her just step in there. And then, like say the other night, to go 10-9, and just see her starting to get some of her speed back down the runway again and stuff was encouraging for her. I mean, she's a girl that's got a lot of potential yet and could easily push that, you know, 11-foot mark. And so she was able to get the meet record and the school record at 10-9 there the other day. And so for a freshman coming in, for what she's missed, she had a good day.
And same goes with, you know, Peyton Owens with the PR there in the triple jump. I know, gosh dang, and with Caitlin Stamm's injury, darn it, that's unfortunate. Peyton has kind of stepped up there in that triple jump and kind of flirting almost with 35 feet.
She has, you know. I mean, first, like you said, Caitlin, heart goes out. You hate to see that with a senior that worked so hard and was, you know, doing a good job in the long and triple to have the injury. And, you know, she's already had her surgery last Monday and coming back. And had a couple girls could have battled that a little bit. But, yeah, Peyton, you know, has done a nice job in the triple and both hurdle races and the 4x4. But, yeah, that was a great jump for her the other day. She seems to get more consistent in that 34-plus range right now and pressing that 35. And so that's encouraging for her even going into next year. That 34-11 the other day was right there. So that was exciting to see. And Peyton, she works extremely hard, and it's good to see that. That's paying off for her.
Looks like as far as competition, and of course you're going to, you know, challenging yourselves as far as, you know, some of these individual and relay events. You want to see how you do. But the likes, you know, Hemingford, you know, Perkins is going to be up there. Perkins County, they've battled you all year long. But those, some of the teams, Morrill's got some good kids. There's a couple of teams that will kind of push you in a lot of these events, won't they?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what people have to understand, you know, Class C is it's a tough classification to compete in. There's a lot of schools. You start getting that 86, 89 schools, and everybody's got one or two kids. So may not always be, you know, a strong team standpoint, but there's always some kids that are really, really competitive. And so, like you said, you have to be ready to compete. That's what we're saying. And, you know, you're not always guaranteed to get in. Last year it was crazy with the rain and moving from Perkins to Ogallala. And, I mean, you know, it's some kids there that were close, didn't quite get in. But, yeah, when you go down through the events, I mean, Bridgeport's got a good 4x1 and some good sprinters. Like Taylor Bright's ran 12.88, you know, and they've had some kids that are, you know, competitive and right there. Morrill's got a couple sprinters, you know, one's run 27.1. But, you know, you got a 60 flat, 60.15 for Morrill on the 400. So, you know, solid quarter miler there for sure. And, I mean, you got a Hemingford. I mean, they came up, I think, did maybe one state cross country, or I think maybe they won it this year. So have some distance runners there that, you know, 5:43 miler. And, you know, they've got the Morrill girl at 12:27 and two other girls right there at 12:35, 12:41 from Hemingford. So definitely, and obviously Perkins with the hurdlers with Ava Reese and Kaylee Potts at 15:89 and 15:95. I mean, they're right there, and we're 3, 4, and 5 right behind them in the hurdles. And so, you know, that could go different ways. And same thing, they go, you know, Kaylee Potts 47:23 first in the hurdles, and Peyton second at 48:04, and then they've got a 49:91, and then we've got a 50:71. So it's right there. That relay is going to be tight. We went 51:46, and Bridgeport's went 51:50. So, I mean, that's going to be a battle. Perkins has really dropped their times in the 4x4, and so, I mean, we're 4:10, and they're at 4:13. So that could be a battle. And same thing, 4x8, they run 10:28. We've been at 10:22. So, you know, solid competition all around. Solid again in the throws. You know, with shot put and discus. I mean, Hershey always does a great job with their throws and has some kids that can surprise you there. I mean, Mitchell has a high jumper that's went 5:3. So Carly's right there with the Kimball girl, her at 5:1. So going to be some competition. I mean, Mitchell's got a pole vaulter that's went 10:6, and so right there with Avery at 10:9. So yeah, Baird, you know, 16:7 long jumper. So all the schools bring, they've all got a couple kids that are going to bring it. And so where you got to see where you're going to end up with it when the dust settles. And at the end of the day, with how many you have going, you know, that number could vary